live from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's. It's time for some sports talk with Bubba and B. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports Talk with Bubba and B.
I don't know. Reese's mic fell off.
Ooh, that's bad.
What happened?
You're on.
Reese, what happened? What'd you do? It's called Chuck. Mayday. Mayday. Mayday.
Chuck. Chuck.
Chucky.
Chucky, baby.
Chuck, we need you bad.
I'm not on.
Chuck Wheat.
Chuck Wheat.
Is Fee on? Is my partner on?
No.
Yes, you
are. Oh, yeah, there's the Golden Pipes right there. Yeah.
Voice of the Indians.
Let me hear him again. Say hello.
Hello.
Ooh, I love that voice.
Here we go.
That voice is like pop rock.
Sultry.
Yes, sir. Welcome to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented by
Wayne Street Market.
What do you think of that, boys?
That's big.
Did Breakfast with Bill ever have a sponsor?
No.
None.
Zero sponsor.
But we did get breakfast.
No, not you didn't get a meat and cheese tray every Wednesday.
Yeah, we had something a little different.
What?
Listeners.
What is that shirt?
Bob Ross.
Bobby Ross.
You love him.
Bob Ross.
No. I'm not going over there.
You got a drinking problem.
No.
What time did you guys get home last Wednesday?
1:30.
Week before, what time?
2:30.
That's working out pretty good. You guys remember you're in the mid-50s now. It's time to start slowing her down.
We're not going
to
see the top 50.
How about that game Friday night, huh?
Wasn't bad.
Not bad.
My goodness gracious, what a game. And we are going to talk to the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, Mr. Brent Niekamp.
Main man's coming in.
Tonight, but he had...
What's he got going on?
Mac voting tonight.
Into
Mac banquet tonight.
Player of the year.
If he didn't get it,
I'm gonna drive through somebody's house.
You're gonna drive through somebody. Don't matter who.
Somebody's house is getting drove through.
It's criminal.
Good one from Coldwater.
Camper.
Digger might be listening. So Digger, if
Will Holman didn't get player of the year,
make sure Will gets it, or we're driving through your house.
It's criminal.
Wait a minute, Charlie Rohr just text. Thank God it's over. The last show. Whoa.
Oh, morning, boys.
Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to read that out loud.
You had some listeners. Yeah, you said listeners.
He never woke up his life
for being able to listen to that show.
Huh? He does do a lot of snuggling.
He's a snuggler. You got to love it. Indians beat the St. Henry Redskins 28-16. And,
yes, they did.
And march on to the playoffs for the four straight years. Bill touched on that a little earlier. Mm-hmm. We're joined in here by the voice of the Indians on Fort Recovery Radio, and that's Mr. Jeff Hobbs. Mr. Hobbs, how are you?
Hola. Good. I got a chance to listen to you guys last week. It was A+. I mean,
Harold and Calby screaming. Harold and Calby screaming. I mean, it was tremendous.
Somebody said it reminded them a lot of the baseball broadcast.
Whoa.
All we needed was
don't know what happened, but we know it was good.
I don't know how professional it was, but we're excited.
You know, when you do them games and when it happens, something great happens. Like, and you had, I mean, you got thrown right in the fire off the get go.
Yeah.
And Will goes 75 yards, then 58 yards. And you're like, I didn't even get a chance to warm up.
Back and forth.
Brunzy had to do play by play. Brunzy's usually the guy screaming. Yeah. If you listen to the playback, Brunzy's screaming all the time.
Yeah.
And, I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm real sorry. I got a little too excited there. I'm sorry. I got to tone it down a little bit.
Well, there's a reason to get excited. And the Fort Carvinians make the playoffs for the fourth straight year. But, you know, we beat St. Henry, our arch rival.
Huge.
And
it's good stuff.
See, that's just
huge.
Is that unbelievable?
Wow.
How proud were you at that game?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you guys have been around a lot longer than me. I'm a short-time purple guy, but I'm telling you what, you beat St. Henry at anything.
It's hard to do.
It's a good day.
It's a good day.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's a good day.
Hey, you're not beating a slouch there.
No.
Oh. I mean, you look at
that's
their
a good ball club.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we beat their butt.
Well,
yeah, we did.
And they're well coached. I mean, you know, you got junior Tim Goodwin on the sidelines.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and he does a nice job. And
he does.
It's a good win.
Solid team.
Well, you know,
big win.
The funny thing is I'm texting you guys during the game, and it's like 9 years ago.
Did they answer any of the text?
Finally they did. Yeah,
finally. It's
pouring down, right?
You guys, I hear coming down the road. No, 9 years ago when I got here, we threw the ball 55 times in a monsoon at Ansonia in my first game ever as principal. Yeah. 55 times.
Cody Singer.
Yes, 55 times. Greg Kalig had 500 yards passing and six every touchdowns, game. And Ansonia had 700 yards rushing.
Right.
And we got beat like 55 to 53.
It was unbelievable.
And the other night we had 0 yards passing.
0 yards passing.
Zero yards passing. So who'd have thunk that? And I talked to Block this week. I mean, and again, back in those days, I mean, that's the way you competed. That's the way you stayed in games, that you spread it out and try to. But, you know, to think that now you're a team that runs it for 500 yards and throws for not a yard.
Oh, and crazy. And, you know, I came out of the gate with a no quarterback. You know, right. So we're direct snapping to Will, and it's like, I like the idea, but every snap, it didn't look right.
No, he was catching
it. I was a nervous wreck. I thought, this is not right. Something ain't right here. And then,
well, you got a guy 6'4 catching it, and now you got a guy 5'9 catching it.
That's a good point.
It's different.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But
a lot of pressure on center.
Yeah, credit to the coaching staff. These guys do a nice job. I talked to Block this week, and he said that, just saw it on tape. They can't stop us. You know, they put seven offensive linemen out there, three tight ends, and Will.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
let's go, boys.
Yeah, no, he's like, hey, what are you gonna do? Tackle us. He said they're really, really good football players, but they're a little undersized. Our offensive line just wore them down, overpowered them.
Yeah.
And then you got the best player in the league, and the first guy never tackles that kid, and you showed that the other night.
Right. Boy, that's for sure.
No. And on Pro Press Magazine.
Yeah, it was a nice article.
They did a really good job. And then they had Tim Beckman and Stan Wilker on, and they interviewed him with the playoff preview. And they did nothing but talk about,
brag him up.
You cannot tackle Will Holman on the first hitter, ain't going to hit him.
No.
And we've seen it all year. And St. Henry, it surprised me how he went off like that. I mean, we know he's good, but
the conditions weren't. I mean, it wasn't very
miserable
good.
Out there.
Miserable conditions.
Right in sideways.
And this kid is like lightning down. Yeah. I mean, he's just gone every time he touched it. It was awesome.
And a field that really wasn't in the greatest of shape.
That's probably an advantage to the runner.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he knows where he's going.
Yeah, I actually read the Press Pros article. Sonny Folks, our good friend. Good friend of Fort Recovery. He's a Fort Recovery Indian.
Yeah,
he's a homer. He's a homer. He likes Brent. He loved Jerry Cap. Loves, and now, you know, Cal Pharmacy gives him a few dollars, so it makes you like Brent. You a little bit more when you put those advertisements in there. But but he jumped on the bandwagon when we got good, and good people. Sonny's a good man. He was the who's hot. Will was the who's hot. It was pretty.
Yes,
pretty
he
good.
Was.
And he was hot.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm going to take a commercial break right after this. 8:15. Bubba and Fee presented by Wayne Street Market. We got Brent Niekamp coming in after, he thought he'd be here shortly, 8:30 or so. So
perfect.
We'll see Coach here in a little bit.
A family-owned company, Cooper Farms strives to put family first. Cooper Farms is more than a workplace.
Having small children, the flexibility is really nice to be able to come and go.
They're very flexible with your time. If you need to go to a doctor's appointment, if you need to go pick your kids up,
Cooper Farms has allowed me to be the type of parent and family person that I think I need to be. I am Rachel Heitkamp.
Treasure Brown.
Stephanie Sidoff.
Apply at cooperfarms.com/join our team or stop in to see us at one of our locations. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4858.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evenings, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Our Indians football team has made the playoffs for the fourth straight year. After defeating St. Henry last Friday, our Indians are the seventh seed and will play Marion Local this Friday at 7:30, and the game has now been moved to Wapakoneta. Jeff and Joe will bring you all the action live with the Wayne Street Market pregame show starting at 7:15. Be sure to get to Wapakoneta on Friday night to help cheer on our Indians against the always tough Flyers. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Friday night's playoff football game versus Marion Local has been moved to Wapakoneta, and here are the times for pre-sale tickets. Today and tomorrow, tickets will be sold at both the middle school and high school offices from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Friday, they'll be sold in the high school office only from 7:45 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. You'll want to buy your tickets ahead of time. Presale tickets are $8 and tickets at the gate are $9. Also, you won't have to stand in line for tickets at Wapakoneta, and Fort Recovery keeps a portion of the presale ticket price.
Coming into a song, or are we just...
Straight up,
he just points finger at us.
Reese, I mean, that's, you know,
how about this
guy on the board usually
laying the law down.
Brings you into us. There you go.
We got a little bunny.
So the Indian,
you wanted to come into a song.
Yeah, there you go. So we're talking Indian football and making a playoffs for the fourth straight year. Indians are, they got a monumental task, boy. In week eight, we traveled to Marion Local and we battled our butts off and we had a third quarter lead against the Flyers. Yeah. This year, team with Marion, and Coach Nate Campbell give us his opinion, but I don't think they have the overall speed that they've had the last few years.
No, I mean, I don't think it's as good a team as they've had. I mean, obviously, they had about 3 years ago, they were unreal. But again, we talked about before we came on the air, I mean, you got a 6'6", 300-pound guy as left tackle is going to Notre Dame, that's going to probably play in the NFL. So you just line up behind him,
and it doesn't get three yards anytime you need it.
And, you know, and early in that game, early in the season, we knocked their quarterback out in the first half. And I'll tell you what, he comes back at halftime, and I think it goes to the wire.
Yeah,
he comes back and threw two touchdown passes in the fourth quarter, and so they got a nice club. They're well coached. They do things right. I mean, that's what we talked about. It's the blueprints. What Brent wants to be.
It's hard to beat that.
No, it is. And again, you're just starting to see the Fort Recovery program come of age in the last 4 years. This team's been good for the last 15 years.
That's right.
Right.
We talked, Fee, sitting at the Marion game. There was a bunch of us along the sidelines there. And when the Indians won, Will broke that, and we got the lead. I think it was 10-7 we got the lead or something like that. They had that switch. Their intensity level went to the next level.
Yeah, you can tell.
Good teams do that. Yeah. I mean, again, got a chance to coach a bunch of good teams, and you just don't panic. You know, you got a coaching staff that doesn't panic, and they just say, boys, we've been here before, and we don't panic. And they went out and scored the next
game. They got two touchdowns. On passing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that's something that means we were doing a pretty good job on a running game. And, you know, and actually I think two of the plays, we were actually in position. He just kind of jumped up over and made
the play.
Receiver.
Yep.
Yeah.
And,
so, again,
nice quarterback. And just
hopefully we can stop that.
Oh, well, you're holding in the first quarter. I think it was Andrew Stocker. I mean, and he didn't come back. He was out for the first half.
Right, yeah.
Are you advantage going on turf?
Well, you know, we talked about that today because I was talking to some people at Fairlawn about that. You know that Marion's field is a mess, and I don't know. You get the best player on the field is running back. I mean, hell, that guy proved to you the other night he can run, he can mutter.
He's a mutter.
But at the same time, I mean, you know, you put him on turf on a good track, and now all of a sudden that
he should be quick. It's supposed to be
beautiful. Yeah,
night.
It's going to
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 60 degrees.
High of 58. It's supposed to sun in the afternoon. So.
You know, and we've played very well on that field. I mean, the first year we got in the playoffs, we got beat 30-0 by them. But I tell you what, it wasn't a bad 30-0. We were competitive. And so.
Well, the thing that I like about this matchup, and we talked earlier, what's our chances of winning? You know, I'm saying.
I said 22%. Yeah. 78%. ESPN says 70%.
But when you play a game that we played just 2 weeks ago, you know, and now we're going to play them again, and they remember 2 weeks ago that they were behind in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's an advantage to us.
I don't think there's any question that Tim Goodwin's a smart enough guy that he's told his coaching staff, if we don't play well, we will get beat. You probably can't say that about too many other teams that are even in our region.
Right.
You know, I said it's a shame. We're the second best team going in our region, and you got to play the best team on the first
right
night,
out of the gate.
You know, and so hey, it's one of those ones that hey, I always said, if not you, who, and if not now, when? You know, and so
it's gotta happen.
You get by them. You know, Billy said,
sky's the limit.
You got to think we got a shot.
It's funny because looking at the matchups in that region and. region, I think it's 24. The Indians ended up with the 7th seed, and everybody said that they were battling for that 8th seed. Things kind of fell in favor, but as it turned out, it didn't fall in our favor.
No.
Well, because we would have rather been.
No doubt. I mean, I talked to Block again this week. I said, Block, tell me about LCC. He goes, it's a running clock. You're up 30 in the second half.
No doubt.
He said, it's a joke. I mean, you know, they're 9-1. Marion's 10-0, and they get the first seed. Obviously, I don't know who their wins are against. Maybe some pretty good people that obviously
probably have secondary schools,
points.
Sure,
yeah. So, but, you know, he said, you know, and they, if you'd have been that 8 seed, now you don't see Marion till the till the end.
Till,
you know, the regional final, which is where we should be.
And you know, the other teams in that bracket, you know, Coldwater's Coldwater. Coldwater, Bethel comes to Coldwater. Bethel was going to get out there, probably going to get their eyes open. You know, you got a CCC team coming in there.
And it's a good Bethel team.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, they got some athletes, but again, CCC, MAC, enough said.
Right. Yeah.
And actually, it's probably good for Coldwater because they need a game like that because they're not playing very well right now. You know, the coaches just said they cannot run the football. They throw it all the time. And so, you know, we'll see. I mean, they'll beat Bethel.
The one thing I think is another advantage for us is he's got some great seniors this year.
Does.
You know, and with a lot of experience, you know, and that seniors is big. You got to have that.
Hey, big up front. I mean, they thought that the offensive line was going to take a big step backwards. And again, you lost some good players. But these guys have turned out to be really good players.
Absolutely.
The next man up thing really, really worked very well.
The other game in that bracket is Mechanicsburg at Spencerville. Spencerville, that's a 6-3 matchup. Spencerville lost to Parkway earlier in the season. Sure.
Mechanicsburg wins that game.
I think they do, too.
On the road.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing.
But those two teams are... Probably the seventh and eighth best team in the region.
Right. So that's your breakdown of Region 24. Region 28 is kind of interesting because all the teams that we usually play against, the number one seed Crestview, Anzonia travels to Crestview. What a neat game. I'm good for Anzonia.
Yeah, I think that's neat.
Me too. And I tell you what, they can win.
Really?
They can win. Yeah. Do I think they will? No.
Right.
But, I mean, Crestview, come on. It's, you know, Layman Catholic, Minster, and I tell you what, don't sleep on Delphi St. John's.
I agree with you.
They are well coached, and they are playing very well right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, they do, again, another group that does things right. Todd's a tremendous coach, and, you know, I tell you what, they gave us everything we wanted in here.
And they're coming off a victory over Coldwater, and how they got to be heads out of the sand.
Sky
they're fired
high.
Up.
Yeah.
The Layman Cavaliers, you know, you're close to the Layman, and Sydney's got to be sky high because of what's going on over there this year in football.
Well, and
Layman's a nice team.
No, they are. They are. I mean, that's a team that we saw in week one and struggled with. I mean, 21-0 at halftime. And, you know, and again, there's a credit to seniors that Brent had. I mean, his kids never quit. You scored right before halftime, and then you found a way to get it done in overtime. But I actually saw one of the dads at the Y tonight, and his son has an ACL tear, a bar horse boy, and he's a nice player. He's number five. He's a good player. He's going to try to strap it on. He's not going to play this week. They play Lima Perry.
Right.
That'll be a running call.
Good call there.
Next week, they'll probably play Delphi St. John's. I tell you what, that will be a good game. Layman Catholic's got a really nice team, and I think this is Dick's last year. He's going to retire.
Yeah.
So I think he looked at this group.
Dick Stroll?
Dick Stroll.
Mike Stroll. Yeah. And the other matchup in that is Riverside, is that Minster. And Minster's going to roll over that
running
one.
Clock.
Yep. And then that's going to set up. No, I think Minster plays Laramie. They do play Laramie.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So that's going to. Yeah, that'll be, I think Minster wins, but, you know, backyard rival.
Yeah, rivalry action.
Yeah. 20-0.
Just for the heck of it, I'm going to be rooting for Fort Laramie because they were up and then they kind of went down, and I wouldn't be bad for them.
I hate
back
Fort
up.
Laramie.
I can't root for Fort Laramie.
Yeah, absolutely. I have no use for them.
Their girls are good.
Well, their girls are tremendous.
Their program's been great.
Cross country's up. I can't root for them.
Well, I like their AD. He treats us like God, so I'm a Fort Laramie fan. Not that Minster treats us very well. We get treated very well by the AD.
Yeah. You know.
Yep. And then Delphi St. John's is the other team. They're
Riverside.
Yeah,
they play Riverside.
They got Riverside.
Again, another beat down.
Absolutely.
Actually, Minster's got the best draw there because Minster wouldn't see Delphi or Layman until the regional finals. So,
yeah, that'll be a regional final. That'll be a good one.
Yes, it will.
That'll be a decent one, yeah.
I still, how much would you love to be in that region? Oh. Come on. With this team?
Yeah.
I mean, this team, you know.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But you know what? I'll tell you, I'm proud as Peacock making the playoffs in D6.
D6, yep. That's big. Yep.
Well, again, I mean, Brent talked about it. You'll probably talk about it when we come in here. Hey, these guys went to playoff mode 3 weeks ago. It's playoff mode.
Yeah,
you lose and you're done.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, again, you say, New Bremen. Better New Bremen team on the road.
Senior, much better.
Senior night. They had a couple of nice seniors.
Yeah.
And so, and then,
yeah, if you would have thought you had that game won going in, you'd have lost it.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then, like I said, you beat St. Henry at anything, it's a good day. So.
The good thing that happened, and you guys are going to disagree with me on this, but.
Did we miss some dunk? There was a missed dunk?
No, this is bigger than that.
Okay, just check.
Because missed dunks are awesome.
Yeah, they are.
The good thing that happened to me on Friday night, not only us winning, making the playoffs, was they come out with the new teams that you don't play the next 2 years in Fort Recovery. Don't play Delvis St. John's.
Really?
Yeah.
We're off with St. John's.
So I'm happy with that. I don't like going up there.
Yeah, it's a trip that you don't want to make.
It's a terrible
trip.
You
know, so
Brent might feel different because that's a good computer point game.
That jumps Anna back into the picture though.
And Anna's
Anna's got a boatload of seniors.
That's right. They're a senior. I think they got 27 seniors or something
and
like
and
that.
When the quarterback's playing with an ACL tear, and when he went down, they were bad.
Well, I'm really glad we didn't play them on senior night then. If they had 27 seniors,
they have a bunch of seniors.
We'd still be sitting there.
There he is. Yeah.
Brent Ekamp.
Coach is in the house. Coach in the house.
Former state coach of the year, boys.
He was coach of the year?
Yes, he was.
How'd that happen?
I think it was a play-by-play guy building him up.
Mom was on the committee.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
I mean, Mary
we're
Ekamp,
swinging the
Mary Ekamp
mics around here. And you got a little cocoa there? A little coffee?
Yeah, he got a little something in
it's there. It's kind of a good coffee night, Aunt Brother.
Yeah. What else you got in there?
We're switching things around.
A little bourbon. Bourbon go good with coffee?
Yeah. Bourbon? No, I hate bourbon.
Well, you don't drink anything, so I mean.
I know. I may start drinking soon.
Yeah.
If we win Friday night, I may just get absolutely smoked.
Smoked. All right.
So half a beer?
It's a date.
Well, you and
me don't drink, and so we are drunk. We're drunk.
We're
drunk on three beers.
Well, I remember when we beat, who did we beat in Lima to make it to the state? Macomb?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it was McCormick.
And we was going 90 mile an hour down 75. Remember that?
Yeah.
It rained. It was raining sideways, too.
We were so fired up.
Huh? My wife was so miserable. She had to sit outside, and it was 75 and sunny in that press box.
And Jose Fowler and Toby Metzger had shorts.
Shorts on.
Brent, you have the dumbest coaches of all time.
Still dumb.
And flip-flops.
Coach Niekamp, first of all, I want to congratulate you on a big win Friday night.
Huge win, Coach.
And getting to the playoffs for the fourth straight year, Coach. And let's talk a little bit about the St. Henry game and a game that, you know, you stress about the importance of the kids know everybody, the families know everybody. It's just a fun game to play.
Hey, Christmas just got better at the knee
Christmas
camp.
Just
knee camp
great.
Christmas just got better. What?
Yeah, so talk a little bit about the game Friday, Coach.
Well, we really played exactly the way we hoped to. You know, our game plan obviously was to get Will the ball a lot. We loaded up the line of scrimmage.
14 thinking, offensive linemen and Will out there. Is that legal?
We put all our big guys up there thinking that would be a tough matchup for St. Henry, and it was. And we were able to spring Willock a few times, and of course he did his thing. You know, a couple of those runs where he did get hit.
Not too bad. He's fair. 400. Not too bad.
You know, he did some things that I just haven't seen before. But then also defensively, they did pretty well throwing the ball, but we were able to adjust. And
second half adjustment was tremendous.
We got people over Schlarman, and then they really had trouble. And that's exactly what we hoped to do. So I was really happy that our guys were able to execute things. Our plan seemed like it was a good one, and our kids did a great job.
And defensive line down the stretch was unbelievable. Living in the backfield.
Yeah. We really put it on them, too, because we're like, well, we got to cover like this, so we can't give you guys a bunch of help up there, and you just got to handle them. We got to handle them with four, and they did an awesome job.
I've never seen our line dominate a big game like that one. And we absolutely dominated.
We dominated
both sides of that ball.
My man Maximilian.
Max was smiling from ear to ear. Like,
hey, that guy's smiling. I mean, somebody's beating his dog.
And his,
I mean,
and his mom and dad are ringing that cowbell. And I'd love to knock it right over Jake's head. You in on that?
You got
to
do it.
You got the balls to do that?
No, or not? I like.
No chance. I'm not going to hit.
Maybe not.
Touching that.
I like the cowbell.
I know too.
How many times we shoot the cannon off the end? Just to infuriate.
It's a machine gun.
Great story.
Yeah, this is a classic Calpy story.
Calpy says he gets home from the game Friday night, and Lucy says, man, we scored a lot of touchdowns at the end. Calpy said, What are you going to say?
I remember we beat them three or four years ago. They unloaded that thing. Yeah. It went off about seven times. And I got so much grief about that. The people from St. Henry were offended. Offended was the word. We're offended.
Well, here's what probably really happened. They had X number of loads, and if they sit over a season, they're not going to really be worth much.
Well, that's what happened.
Shoot them off.
Yep.
They shoot them off or throw them away.
They were jacked up wide open as many times as they could.
Spring-loaded shoulder things like that.
I'm down to point pork with he probably wasn't drinking. So,
no. You know. No. Coach, we'll talk a little bit about your running back. You said we just gave him the ball and just kind of watch him go. And 415 yards, whatever it was, 405 yards. Or
405.
Yeah.
405.
That's pretty crazy.
That's an unbelievable effort.
Unbelievable.
Like I said, he made some plays in that game that you just look at and say, wow. Yeah. The effort level that kid has and the motor that kid has. But if he doesn't make those plays, he still runs for 250, maybe 300. Because our line did a tremendous job. And it also kind of worked out where St. Henry gambled. So they had all those guys up there. So when he got to that second level, that was it.
Yep.
Well, that one, I watched it on TV, where he got through the line, the one where he went to the left side and went down the sideline. He broke four tackles at the line of scrimmage and one, and he stepped out of one near the sideline. Five tackles.
That play was incredible.
It was. It was beyond incredible. It was just unreal.
4 yard loss, touchdown.
Yeah.
80 yard touchdown.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I said you're going to see a lot of that this week too. I mean, Brad Luthman is a disciple of Tim Goodwin, and so he wants to be what Marion Local is. So you're going to see linebackers in the line of scrimmage all the time.
Yep, absolutely.
I always said it seemed like there were like 15 linebackers blitzing on every play against Marion Local. It just seemed that way.
So Coach, we walk out of there Friday with a win. We celebrate Friday night, and it's back to work Saturday. I text you a little bit on Saturday with the LCC game, and your eye was on that because, we got to know who we're playing before you can – and LCC wins, and we get to Marion Local Flyers, and then it was probably right to the drawing board, right?
Yeah, right away. As soon as that game finished, I texted Coach Goodwin to talk about what games we wanted to exchange, and then it was all business, get ready for them. And really, we didn't see anything new on video. We know what they're going to do. We know what they're about. They're familiar with us. So the adjustments, there's two things I'm going in this game. One is corrections. If we can do some things a little bit better that we didn't do the last time. And then the second one's adjustments. And there's not many, of each one. Yeah. Even the corrections part, there was just a few plays in that game that went the wrong way for us and that they made, big plays on that we can clean up. We said
a couple of nice throws and catches, with a big wide receiver.
Two big plays,
Wasn't like it was something that you just scratch your head and say, we haven't seen that, or we,
Right.
It's just good play.
It's a really good team, so the margin of error is small. So we're just, trying to get better at those little spots. And
yeah, I think when we played them, we played great. We didn't turn it over. We'd had the games early in the season where we had, and I think you got that figured out. And man, that game, we played well.
I remember on the post game, Brent, you talked about it. I think you said it's our best 48 minutes of the season.
Yeah.
This is our best 48 minute effort of the season, and you got beat. You look back and told these guys, if not now, when? If not you, who? Somebody's got to beat these guys. Yeah. It might as well be you. And you don't do it sometimes. So you might as well do it in week one.
Yeah, and we feel like, you know, we have a chance to correct those things, and we got a couple little wrinkles. So I'm excited about it. I think our kids are excited. I think
absolutely. And then the game gets moved to Walpock, and you know, we're sitting here thinking, man, Willie on mud, he was unbelievable against St. Henry. Willie on turf's pretty good too.
Yeah.
And Willie on anything is a great good. Place to play high school football.
It is
a big time atmosphere. Yep. I'm fired up about it. Yep. And coach, I'm sure practice, you don't have to do much screaming this week, do you?
Oh no. Our guys are jacked up. It's been a fun week of practice. I don't know how to explain it, but there's just something about that playoff atmosphere, that 11th week, that I think everybody knows that they look around and they realize not everybody gets to do this.
This is elite.
We're one of 32 teams in our division that are doing it this week, and that's really special. So those upperclassmen, they really kind of turn things up because of that knowledge, and then it's neat to watch the younger guys kind of react to it. One cool thing that I think that we do, I think it's cool, I think the kids like it, is the JV guys are done playing now. So we have like a 10-minute period at the end of practice where they just scrimmage. We split them up into teams as even as we can get them. We put the ball on the 25-yard line going in and say, go.
Yep.
And, you know, I stand back and Coach Metzger stands back and the other guys call the plays and stuff, and we just kind of watch. And it's fun because those kids still get a, you know, they're still developing, working on their stuff. And they, you know, they're just guys that like to be out there with their friends playing ball.
Yeah.
So we let them do that for a little while. And the varsity guys get cranked up.
You see those D1 college coaches, they love those extra. When they go to bowls, they talk about practice with the young guys.
Absolutely.
That other people aren't getting. And so your kids are going to get hopefully about 5 more weeks.
I hope so. Everyone that we get is beneficial. That's for sure.
Yep.
You, against St. Henry, coach. And against Marion Local, we didn't have many turnovers. I don't know if we had any. Did we have any turnovers Friday night?
No, we won a turnover battle against Marion Local. Two to none.
It just seems like we're playing our best football.
Yeah.
I mean, offensively, I think, well, you know, you got the best player in the state in D6, according to us, and I'll fight that till the day I die. But we're playing some damn good football, and your freshman quarterback has done a nice job leading them.
He's growing. Yeah.
He's coming along. We're kind of finding things out offensively that we're good at and can do. Obviously, not just giving Will the ball, but with our scheme-wise blocking and looking at, you know, what wrinkles we can use to get people open. And defensively, we just have gotten better throughout the course of the year. I'm really happy with what our defense is doing now compared to what they were doing early in the season. So, yeah, I feel like in all phases of the game, we're playing our best when we need to be playing our best. So, it'll be fun Friday to let her rip.
Yeah, absolutely.
It will be. It'll be awesome. And it's at Walpock, and the kickoff is 7 o'clock.
7:30. Yep.
Get your tickets at the school tomorrow.
Yes.
They're $8 here at the school and $9 at the gate. So
Before we get a little cut of that.
So go up there and get some money. And
make sure you get your tickets up
there. That's right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Coach Niekamp, Jeff Hobbs, Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, the 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles and is priced at only $20,500. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
This year, Fort Recovery Band will have the first installment of the biannual Fort Recovery Music Booster Pizza and Sub Fundraiser. It will take place Saturday, November 11th in the High School Commons. Keep an eye open for order forms so you can participate in this delicious handmade fundraiser.
You're invited to the Fort Recovery Merchants Association Christmas Open House on Sunday, November 12th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be savings galore in all the stores. Even a chance to win a $1,000 drawing for a merchant's shopping spree. So come on out to the Fort Recovery Merchants Association Christmas Open House on November 12th.
Mm-hmm. I'm all tangled up here, boys.
Tied up?
Yeah, I got this stuff here. We're back here.
2-0 Houston Astros.
Yeah, game seven.
Astros. So you're complaining about having one of the best microphones
I always get tangled up here.
You do have a great mic. It's actually unfair.
It's a spurt.
Spitter.
I'm a slommer.
You sound like $1 million.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. It does mean a lot to me.
Yeah. Sweet.
We're joined by the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll talk a little bit about the Marion Flyers, a team that's, arguably the Colwires made the playoffs 23 straight years, I think. Marion Locals made it 14. It's incredible streaks in our division.
I mean, what is it, five out of six state championships?
Yeah.
Six out of seven.
Amazing. And we're going up against them Friday night, and they're led by, their offensive lineman going to Notre Dame, John Dirksen, and I'm sure you've watched the tape of the last game. How good is he?
He's something else. We were actually talking about that today, and seeing some of the plays he made on defense against us the first time, you went, wow. He would take a pretty pretty good player and just kind of toss him. He's impressive.
Yeah,
big kids ain't supposed to be that fast.
Do you put Andrew on him? How do you do that? Does he move around?
No, John plays. Dirksen plays the right tackle on offense.
Okay,
and on defense, he typically plays
strong side.
The strong side defensive end. So, we don't. Last time, I think we had Matt on him most of the time. and we're going to mix up who we put on him and how
can,
we
can
how
Matt
we
neutralize him? As much as anybody can?
Matt's much as you
Matt
can.
Is country strong.
Matt did a good job on him last time.
Yeah. Probably better than anybody has all season.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine anybody doing better than that.
Obviously, you just run away from him?
Not necessarily.
Not really?
No. Sometimes those guys like at you.
Go right at him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
But they got the running back and the Bruins quarterback running back, Hushmanzada or TJ Hushmanzada.
One thing about a guy like Dirksen, and I said this when we played him the first time, let's say he's however much better than you than he is. Let's say he should, if you line up, let's say he should win 8 out of 10. Well, if you can win 4, then you're doing well. You want to win all that you can. If he takes a playoff or something, you got to get him.
Right.
If he messes something up, you got to get him.
Yeah.
And I think I told Butch Shane this once when Dirksen was pulling out and Butch has got to try to force the ball back inside and he's got to go up and take him on. And he just kind of got nervous or he just didn't attack it real well. And he got steamrolled.
Smoked.
And then I said, Butch, I stopped the tape. I said, Butch, you're going to lose this battle, but you can lose it better than that.
He turned red in the cheeks.
Yeah. But that's, right. Sometimes it's just, he's really good. He's going to get us. But if we can get all we can get going against him, then that can still be okay.
We can be good, yep.
Because we're going to win some battles in other areas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He probably muttered under his breath, here, you can have my helmet.
Yeah, coach, how about you stop his stop his freight train.
This ain't trying, coach.
Exactly. Hey, Mr. Trine, come get some of this 300-pound freight train.
Bruins, we knocked him out the first half, and and they have a good backup quarterback, but he ain't Bruins. And yeah. In the second half, kid's a nice player, and we'll have to figure out a way to slow him down, because I think they'll fire the ball.
He was a different.
He's got a rifle.
Yeah, big kid. Throws the ball well.
Well, if you look at their stats, they've actually thrown the ball more effectively than they've run it this year, which is really strange for them. That hasn't been their MO ever.
No.
So that's, you know, when I talk about corrections and adjustments, that falls into the adjustment category. What we can do to play a little bit better in coverage, to get after him a little bit, without giving up the ability to stop the run.
You had a banquet tonight, or what'd you have, voting, or what'd you
have? Yeah, MAC voting.
So you know the outcome?
Yep.
And you're not allowed to tell us?
I probably could tell you who the player of the year was.
Could you do that? Because if Bill Stalger said he's driving through Digger's house.
24 is not the player of the year.
So Digger's safe tonight?
Should we tell him that Dirksen got it just so he wrecks through Digger's house?
I think that's a really good idea.
Digger, wake up. What are you doing?
How can you do that?
I called Will already and told him he was the offensive player of the year in the MAC.
That's pretty awesome, man. Yep.
That is awesome.
And if there was ever a doubt, and you could make a claim for John Dirksen.
Oh yeah.
Going into this last week, but once Will did that against Henry, it was
the all-time leading rusher in MAC history. Come on now, I mean if that guy's not the player of the year, and I don't care how good or bad your team is, you're special.
Yeah,
and. You know.
But, people don't always look the same way at that,
That's true.
The kid's going to Notre Dame, and their team had lost.
So.
Let me just ask you this, Coach, and I don't know if it's a really valid question, but do you think that any of the voting had anything to do with his attitude that is such a positive? He's like the Energizer Bunny. He gets hit, he's the first one up.
He's likable. He's a guy that's out there.
But do you think any that had anything to do with it, or is it all just numbers?
I wouldn't think so.
But it's not just numbers. It's those coaches know what they did to prepare for him, and then how he played against their team. And I think that's really how they look at it.
Fee, who do you think Brad Luthman voted for?
Let's see. This kid had 400 yards against.
I know he should have voted for. Because St. Henry has a very they had the second best run defense in the MAC, and man, it's just
boys. I got the stat of the day.
Stat of the day.
Right.
Day. What you got, Bobby?
What you got,
Will
Robert?
Holman is the first ever Fort Recovery player to be MAC Player of the Year.
Wow,
offense or defense?
Yep,
pretty impressive.
That's pretty good, and that comes from Perry Hall.
Yeah,
Perry Hall.
Perry Hall, and Perry Hall also says he hates Press Pro Magazine.
Oh, Perry.
Because the guy calls us Recovery and not Fort Recovery. And he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
He says Recovery.
Perry.
Perry.
I love you, boy, kid, Perry. But let me help you out. He's a good guy.
Not saying Press he's a good
Pro,
guy.
Press Pro Magazine.
He loves Brad.
And he thinks Brad's cool.
He loves baseball.
The other thing I don't like about him and some other ones is they do FT period. It's Fort.
No, it's FTIFG.
No, never. Yeah. It's three characters. Just do the fourth one. And
I
spell
want our
out
uniforms
Fort.
To say FTR.
No. Well, okay. FTR.
Like the ATL, the Atlanta ATL.
No.
FTR.
We're off the rails.
What are we even saying? Talking about right now?
I don't know. We're talking about FTR. Fort, and Perry Hall's not happy with the guy
Sunny
calling us Recovery.
Sunny folks. A++.
Sunny.
Yeah. So, Coach, we got Thursday, tomorrow's practice. I don't know what the weather looks like, but
it's better. It's supposed to be better tomorrow.
Better tomorrow. So all tomorrow is walkthrough with Marion.
Yeah.
We're done hitting until next.
We've done
Monday.
All Friday night. We're gonna do. Yep.
We're done hitting, boys.
Hayes in the barn. That's what we always say.
So what's Friday consist of? Do you have a pep assembly? What we got?
I don't know.
Pep assemblies?
Should have.
Oh,
I don't.
Come on, Bob.
Think about that. You know me, Bob. You know me my whole life. What did you?
Boring.
I think last week you called me a dry bag.
No, I didn't say it. No, I would never do that, Coach.
Kind of hinted a little bit.
No, you
absolutely should be a pep rally.
Yeah,
come on.
Let me ask you this:
we had one last week.
Yeah,
did anybody shave their head? We get any mohawks? I'm just saying.
Had any mohawks?
I'm just saying.
Right. Let me ask you a question, okay?
Just saying.
Tell me what that feeling was like walking out locker room Friday night.
Friday night.
After that game.
I'll tell you what I said. My post-game speech was very short. I got in there, and everybody's going nuts, you know, and I walk in, and everybody quiets down, and they're ready for me to talk, and I said, guys, let's play one more.
Yeah. One more. Let's play five more, boys.
Yeah.
I got nothing to do.
They went bananas, and they enjoyed themselves, and they earned it.
We appreciate you coming up here, Brandon. And if you guys got anything else to pick Coach's brains, because I know he wants to get home. He's got some kids to put to bed. And probably been a long week, ain't it?
Yeah, it's tournament time is crazy, but it's so much fun.
Absolutely.
You know, I was talking with my wife about when we were kids and doing like the tournament trail, you know, with the good basketball teams or volleyball teams, and how much fun that was all the time. And, you know, we never had that in football, but these last few years we've got to do that. And that's really neat to have that atmosphere.
I was going to say football a little bit ago, Brent. I mean, it took 5 years with me, you and me working together, and we couldn't get there. And we were good.
We're a top
10 team in the state every year, and we can't get there. We're 4-6, and we just can't get there.
Yeah.
And when we got there, you broke the door down, and year one was special. And then obviously year two, So I mean, now, it never gets old. And I know you well enough, you don't take anything for granted. But the second season is special. It's a lot.
And I'm sure, Brent, you see too, this community goes berserk.
It's
just awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so neat to be in a small town community. They just go berserk. I mean, I guarantee you we'll have a huge crowd there Friday night, and it will be rocking.
And so will Marion.
And they will, too, and it'll be an unbelievable atmosphere.
771 schools have high school football in the state of Ohio. 245, I think, play on, turn 44. Wow. We're one of those 240s. Yeah,
that's something else.
That's pretty awesome, man.
Sunday, because we didn't find out till later, but Sunday I'm sitting in my classroom watching film, getting ready, preparing, and I just smile because it's that, you know, I know that not everybody's getting to do this right now. You feel the weather getting colder. We had a little snow flurry this morning. We're in November. Here we are.
It feels like football weather.
It's time. We're going to play another game.
It's got to be for you with your kids at the age they're at and how damn much fun they're having. And I see the videos of them doing cheers.
It is pretty cool.
I mean, I you know, there's it's fun to be a Fort Covey Indian. And it's probably a lot of fun being the head coach of the Fort Covey Indian.
Your atmosphere, you walked into that locker room Friday night. I walked into the bowling alley Friday night. Kind of same atmosphere.
Yeah.
Let's play one more, boys.
Except I went home early. I went home at 12, and you and a lot of the parents didn't make her home quite
there. Stayed a little bit too late.
Yeah. It's awesome stuff. Coach, thanks for coming in. Good luck.
Appreciate it, Coach. Good luck. We got time for a couple more weeks.
Al Davis, baby. Just win, baby.
Hey, keep winning.
We're going to go get him.
That's right. We're going to take a break. We're coming right back. We're going to talk a little bit Ohio State game that was over Penn State. We're going to talk the World Series Game 7. We're going to get out here early because we're going to go home and watch that, baby. Bub and Fee.
Wayne Street Market.
Fort Recovery's Holiday Open House is Sunday, November 12th, and Wayne Street Market is extending their sales Saturday through Sunday. We have great store-wide deals like whole pork loin sliced free at $1.79 a pound and Eckrich Summer Sausage for $6.99, Idaho 10-pound potatoes for 2 for $7, and more. On Sunday, we have special events going on, giveaways, samples, and turkey bowling. Don't miss out on this festive event. We'll see you here November 11th and 12th. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Is a family-oriented company where you are rewarded for your hard work.
The opportunity for growth here is amazing.
Managers and heads of the company always look for your interest and for your talent, so if they see something in you, they run with it.
The company promotes from within.
So they really let you excel. They really let your mind work.
Cooper Farms is the best company I've worked for because they will do whatever it takes to help you succeed.
Apply at cooperfarms.com/join our team or stop in to see us at one of our locations. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Monday evening, November 6th at 6:30, the Fort Recovery Public Library will host a presentation of $1,000 Baseball with local author Judy Bruns and illustrator Kathy Saylor Ayers. Judy Kaiser Bruns is a Fort Recovery native and has written a number of books for school-aged children. $1,000 Baseball is a story of a neighborhood baseball game that took place here in Fort Recovery when she was a child. The name of Wally Post and other Reds players from the past come up in the story. Don't miss this presentation of $1,000 Baseball with author Judy Bruns and her illustrator Kathy Saylor Ayers on Monday, November 6th at 6:30 at the library. Copies of the book will be available for purchase and signing at the library that night. The Fort Recovery Public Library will be having a holiday carry-in meal this Friday, November 3rd at noon at the library. Everyone is welcome, and you can bring your favorite entree, appetizer, salad, side dish, or dessert to share with the group. Please pre-register by stopping by or calling the library at 375-2869. Get your favorite holiday dish ready and join the group this Friday at noon for the holiday carry-in meal at the library.
It's your break.
Let's not talk.
We're check,
not
check.
On. Hello, hello. Hello,
hello. Check. Hello, hello. Reese, we're who's off. In charge?
We're Reese, playing.
It's playing.
I've poorly produced.
Headphone bad.
I listen to NBA radio all the time, and Brian Scalabrine every morning when the producers screw up, he goes, poorly produced.
Hello, hello, hello.
I got nothing.
We're on?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear a thing. I can't hear a thing. Big P, drop the mic.
Yeah.
We're out.
We're back here. Sports Talk, 9 o'clock.
Can't hear a thing.
9 o'clock. Here, take your headphones off. Sounds a little better.
We're good now.
I like listening.
Indians, Brenda. How about Brenda? He can't afford it. Pumped right now. I love that guy.
A+. Oh, no. A+. Can you believe some people in this town wanted to get rid of him a few years ago when they were struggling? You know, we were struggling. We were struggling.
Yeah.
You know, and I had people come to me and say, don't you think it's time for change?
Yeah. You know what, though? I don't think it was never a character issue.
No.
You know?
No.
It was
just how...
Everybody just thought something had to happen.
How do we get to the next level?
He was doing everything that you could do.
And... It's about Jimmy's and Joe's. Forget the X and O's. It's about Jimmy. I mean, and you know, I'm big fan of Dave Blockberger and the new building. Thank the people of this town.
Yeah,
that building has put this place on the map.
That was huge.
You know, you're doing footwork and strength conditioning and flexibility and plyometrics every day, and you know your whole football team's in there.
Those kids, all of a sudden, we got like, was it you saying that the speeds?
Yeah, well, you know, Perry Hall's listening. Perry,
my he's first, the only one was saying.
My first year here, Perry was the only guy under 5 flat 40. The only guy in the whole place.
Think about that.
And then my last year here, we had 27. 27.
Think about that. That's crazy.
Man. And you got a guy like Will.
You talk about team speed, though. That's unbelievable.
No, 27 guys.
We've been blessed the last few years.
Yeah.
We got athletes. Our girls are athletic.
Agreed.
Oh, yeah.
Our boys are athletic. And
it's got a lot to do with that sack.
It does.
Yeah, I agree.
It does. Because, I mean, Dave's even got, fitness and wellness class that's geared towards the ladies, and they come in there and they're working their tails off, the girl athletes. And it was, you know, to me, that was always good for, even Patch bought into it, and our basketball coaches bought into it, because now you didn't have to do any weightlifting. You know, it was all done for you every day. Your kids were doing footwork. They were getting better every day. And again, Dave does a tremendous job. So, and the building, again, just says nothing but about this community. I mean, you built that building.
Okay, boys. So, Saturday night, we're all fired up. Saturday afternoon, 3:30, we're all gathered around our TV. I'm sure you was.
Yep. I was not gathered around
TV.
Wait
a minute, what?
I was robbed. My niece got married in Lebanon, Ohio, at a church camp in the middle of nowhere.
Woo, no TVs in sight?
No TVs in sight.
Oh,
I mean, and her mom
that's
and dad,
a dagger.
Her mom and dad are high state graduates, for God's sakes.
Oh, that's
I mean,
a dagger.
She could have gotten, why couldn't you get married last Saturday? Yeah, it was a bye week.
My
I mean, do you
goodness.
Not look at things
you
like that?
You have to look at that stuff.
That is criminal.
That is criminal. And
so, ooh, my daughter.
So,
what's she doing?
October 6th next year.
How do they play?
I don't know.
Yeah, I bet it's not Penn State 1-6 or 2-6.
No, but not either.
That was big. Papers. That was
criminal. So I listened to him on the second half in the car.
Jim O'Shea?
And my boy Paul Keel.
Paul Keel.
The only thing that made me mad listening to that was Every time it's first down, the bio.
Bio freeze. It was something. My wife said, "This is getting old."
The Farm Bureau biotech first down.
And Paul Keel said that every time. I agree with you, 100%.
It was annoying as crap.
Well, once or twice.
That's kind of like our. You know, we do our Home Brothers Red Zone and some of that stuff.
Red Zone. I mean, I can say it, but I only say it. Once, right. Inside the Case IH, all
every first down.
You don't say every possession, every play.
In the fourth quarter, he said her a lot because JT Barrett was unbelievable.
He looked like Joe Montana.
Harold hates JT Barrett, but Harold's racist.
Well, I was a little down on him for a while. Huh?
What?
I was mad at him.
I don't think that had much to do with it. Yeah.
Mad at him first half.
I was mad at him. He wouldn't throw it down the field. What the hell? We just kept throwing that side pass and we gained nothing.
Let me go on record and say Harold Philly is not racist.
Okay.
But
no.
He did not like the side-to-side pass.
Side-to-side passing.
Might have said it.
It also
set the table for
that. It also, we had some gains out there.
Not much.
Come on.
Buckeye's finally starting to get some guys that can get open, can get some separation down the field.
Yeah, I grossed out KJ Hill.
Oh, early in the year, they couldn't do that.
Yeah. Sucked. KJ Hill sucks. 12 catches, 147 yards.
Johnny senior.
He is lightning fast.
I'm a tight end. It's honored. I mean, that guy.
Yeah.
Now, they knew he was going to be good, but he has not been good.
Yeah.
He was really good.
And where's Dobbins? Where's he at? Second half?
I don't know.
Hurt?
We lost
Urban him. Crack? What happened?
I don't know what happened.
When you're behind by 18 points, I mean.
It was unbelievable because every time we'd score, I'd say, all right, here we go. And they'd come right back down and we'd do something stupid and they'd score.
You gave him three touchdowns.
Yeah, it was just kept thinking, we are better. We're the better team.
Fumble the first play, short field touchdown. And then the biggest play I thought was, you remember Ohio State kicked off after one of the touchdowns, and they had him at like the 18-yard line, and they were offsides.
Yeah.
So they kick it again, they ran it all the way back to the 20. So short field touchdown. There's 21 points. I mean,
I bet you, I'd like to see what Urban was thinking after them. I bet he wanted a piece.
The first kickoff?
Yeah.
I bet he wanted a piece.
Because
he's like, okay, who am I going to kill?
Coach is?
Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer.
Absolutely.
I kept grossing out. I tell him, P-Dog, I said, fire your special teams coach. P-Dog, that would be himself. I said, resign, man. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I was so mad I couldn't take it.
Saquon Barkley's really, really good.
He is good. And McSorley's a nice quarterback.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, Sorley. You know, our defense, we'd have him and he'd squirt out of there.
Boy,
and it was God,
we say this all the time about Will, Joe and I do on the radio. It's the greatest 3-yard run you've ever seen in your life. It was supposed to be a 6-yard loss and Saquon Barkley gets 3 yards.
All of a sudden he gets 3 yards out of it.
Because I tell you what, a high safety for line. Oh my God.
Oh my, they're good or what?
They are
good. Wow. I mean, there's so many.
And there's 100 of them. 6 NFL football players.
They just keep coming in and they're just as good as the guy that just came out.
They're fresh.
What's the defensive tackle? 67.
Robert Landers?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How good is that guy?
He just lived in the backfield.
Oh, he's back here every time.
Actually, I think he might be. He's a Dayton boy. I think he might be. No, I think he's.
Troutwood or.
Colonel? I think he's Troutwood Madison.
What's his name?
Wow.
Robert Landers.
You talk about nightmares. I mean, they're nightmares.
He was Hubbard.
Sam up the one time, he just tackled
both boys.
He
just grabbed both of them.
Same time.
Which one's he's got the ball?
Yeah.
Okay, we're all going down. Yeah. I'm taking you both down.
That was a huge win. Now the Buckeyes go to Iowa, a game that we're going to watch from Indianapolis, and we're going to be.
Don't make it a trap game.
And don't Kirk be a trap game.
Kirk Ferentz can go.
I agree.
Dang right.
100%.
If there's a trap game, that's a trap
game. That's it. We got to go in there and play.
Yep. Ohio State opens up 17-point favorite.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Ooh. I didn't love the 6.5-point line.
You'd have lost.
Hey, my brother, he looked like a genius.
We got our mics on?
No.
Headsets ain't on.
Headphones.
We're coming in loud and clear.
Pete poorly produced.
Never sounded better.
Yeah, we got all the sound waves we need.
Poorly produced.
We got some problems. We got issues.
Rogers.
How about an update on the baseball game?
Still 2-0.
Reese.
2-0. Who's pitching for Houston? Keckle?
Lance McCullers.
Lance McCullers.
What ain't we in, bud?
Who's pitching for the Dodgers?
You, Darvish.
You.
Darvish. And I bet Clayton Kershaw and Dallas Keuchel will be coming in eventually.
Got you.
Kershaw's available, no doubt about it.
Oh,
he wanted to start yesterday.
Keuchel only threw 58 pitches. So, I mean,
Kershaw's nuts.
Did you see Rich Hill last night? I thought he pitched great, and they take him out.
He was fired up. Another thing, did you see when Gurriel come up and he said, we're going to let the crowd boo a little longer?
for his racist statements he made against you. He did the old slant eyes and that. He said, I'm just going to back off the mountain. Walked off the mountain. I loved it. I thought it was great because
that is funny.
You can't do that stuff, man. Ground game is better than that. So it's game seven, and I'm kind of rooting for Houston.
Oh, you have to.
I think I have to.
Well, you're Dodger blue.
This is Fairlawn blue.
Dodger blue.
Edison State blue.
Dodger blue.
Edison State blue.
But, you know, I said you almost can't root against the Dodgers either. Clayton Kershaw's done everything in baseball except win a championship.
Yeah.
So if that guy wins, you know, Dave Roberts is a lifer baseball guy, A++ guy. And so, but the Dodgers have spent the second most amount of money.
How about the last two World Series? They got their money's worth.
Yes, they have.
I'd say the old. Ads and making money on that. Unbelievable. Well,
it's a change. And everything, you know, you remember 5 years ago, NASCAR, everybody was NASCAR. Hell, I was a NASCAR guy.
Yeah.
Now they tarp the seats.
Yeah.
And did you see today where Papa John's says that they lost, got the owner of Papa John's lost $700 million today? They come out with their third quarter statement, and he said the NFL is killing my
$700 million
in the stock market. They didn't come close hitting earnings, and he says it's all because of this, the NFL and the national anthem, and people are turned off by the NFL. And you look at their ratings.
The ratings are awful. Yeah. They're awful.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And actually, you watch the play on the field; it's not real good either.
No, right. Well, and a lot of big namers are out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did anyone read about the guy who kneeled during the MLB game got arrested this few weeks ago?
Really?
The Bruce Maxwell? What's something with a gun charge or something?
Oh, wait a minute, boys. We got Max Klingshirn chiming in.
Max,
I will knock Max out.
Love Max Klingshirn.
Uh-oh, Max.
The only reason Ohio State was down is because special teams, Ohio State led in every statistical category the entire game. That is correct.
That is correct.
Yep.
He's speaking the truth.
That is correct. Oh,
that's
no.
The truth.
Here comes Catfish Chuck.
Chuck will get his
Urban mind. Will. Urban did the special teams thing. He even said.
Cheerleading coach.
Changed the personnel. Max is laying the law down. Max coming
Max
in with some good stuff. Sure.
I don't know, Max.
Max, I'm proud of you there, buddy.
Master the obvious. Hey, I'm a huge fan.
I am too. And you know, things wasn't always upbeat for Max starting out the season. He lost his punting job, broke his heart.
Yep, man.
It did.
But guess what he did, boys?
Said, I'm a lineman.
He persevered.
Put me in.
He strapped it on. And
he has a huge contingent of people that listen to Fort Recovery Radio. Yeah. I'm getting texts all the time. Hey, I'm Max. Because we call him, I call him Maximilian. So I'm Maximilian Klingshirn's grandma. I'm Maximilian Klingshirn's aunt. They're like Arizona. There are people in Arizona. I said, hey, I am a huge Maximilian.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever got wings during a broadcast?
Have I ever got who?
Wings.
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 Wings. Brought from, no?
You got wings?
Food.
Hell no. I didn't get no
wings. I got the dugout with you.
I was in the dugout with you while they were up there.
We were doing the Coldwater game.
Jake
Coldwater.
Was that the
And all of a sudden,
game?
Here comes the waitress or from McSober's. 3 times 24?
72.
72 wings.
And those wings are about the size of your
And Jake,
too.
Jake
Big boy.
Called him ordering from a semi. He was getting between Toledo and Bowling Green. Calls the order in and says, deliver them to the press box. I had barbecue sauce from head to toe to my pecker.
Was that barbecue sauce everywhere. This year during the tournament game?
Yeah, it was this year, wasn't it?
I think it was this year. I remember going up there and you had wings all over the place.
We on?
We are no longer poorly produced.
Chuck's back.
Chuck Wheat in the house.
Oh, see, now people listen, they didn't know what happened.
Chuck Wheat.
What?
Now we're good.
I'm too loud?
No, is it?
No,
it's
not. No, now it's perfect.
$1 million.
Sounding good, Catfish. You're looking good in your Cooper outfit.
Yeah.
The Sweet lovely pink. Mrs. Roars here. Hello,
Chuck
Sunshine.
Wheat. Chuck Wheat.
Hello.
And it's beyond.
The cheerleaders get
we were cleaning.
What were we cleaning?
That's a story. Chuck Wheat and his fiance.
Hey, the cheerleaders get a cheer another week. You gotta love that.
Yep. Nice hey, you did a great job. You got a million of them.
Yeah, I play that cheerleading sign commercial all the time just because of you. Courtney.
How many did you sell?
Not many.
Darn it.
Enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not because you didn't get some love from the radio announcers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We got some other stuff going on. Kirk Stuckey.
Kirk Stuckey.
Kirby.
Kirk's in Florida.
Well, is that right?
Yeah, that's tough life.
Tough life.
Man, that's what when you're a golf pro, that's what you do.
When you're a golf pro, you go to Florida when the weather sucks.
Exactly right.
We missed our calling.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
Sheesh. That has to be a great gig.
Oh, that is a great
I'm not gig. Talking about going out there and hitting the ball and making it on tour. That would be the greatest sport to be in.
Oh, it's unreal.
For but sure. To be a club pro at a Elks or a Shelby Oaks or...
Tigger's coming back. Did you see that?
Oh, don't even get me. I'm fired up. I already took 2 days vacation.
3 days.
Yeah.
He won't last.
Are you stupid? Are you dumb? Are you stupid? Are you an idiot? Are you dumb?
I hope he makes it to the first tournament. He drops out.
What happened? What happened?
How about two swings? There went the bag again.
Hey, you guys are nice.
Throw the club straight to the strip joint.
Hi, I'm Harold Feely. I'm racist. Hi, I'm Jeff Hobbs. I'm racist.
I love Tiger.
We like Tiger.
Are you kidding me? I love Tiger.
Oh, you do?
Tiger's awesome.
You just tell me you want him to get hurt.
No, we're just saying. We hope he makes it through. Tiger. Every time he says he's ready to go, he comes back.
Reese is racist.
Three swings. He's done.
Tiger. Reese, you like Tiger Woods?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Neil, you like Tiger Woods?
Yes, I do. I loved him when he was first
Tiger.
On because
Tiger pump's awesome when he gets her going. Yeah.
Golf is
He just ain't got her going Tiger for a long time.
Golf is better with Tiger Woods.
We may have. Yeah, this is big. Tiger coming back.
Tigger.
That would help.
Well, I hope so, but I don't think so.
Although, them golfers are good right now. Help them young guys.
Yeah, but they don't have the personality. They're not. They're not.
Thank you, Spencer.
Yeah,
and that's it. That's the whole.
I'll give you that.
Personality is overrated. Give me a guy that can hit 300.
He's 300. They've been doing. They're blowing by 300 now.
Chuck never stops working.
All those
working machines.
Hey, Chuck, that amp.
Oh yeah.
And stuff is in my Durango.
Oh, that's right.
It is rain. We'll keep it.
Hey, we got a chill going on here.
Yeah, I'm just talking to Catfish. I didn't want to forget. You know, I got some Alzheimer's going.
Chuck Wheat. That's my new name. Chuck Wheat.
Chuck Wheat.
I like it.
Yeah, Chuck Wheat.
Chuck Wheat. Chuck
Buckwheat Dead. Remember the Eddie Murphy
glass. Them days were unbelievable. Yeah. Oh.
Did you guys, by any chance, watch Saturday Night Live?
This week?
Yeah.
No.
Classic.
Classic.
Classic. I watched it today. Bye, guys.
See you, kids.
See you, guys. Chuck. Way to hook us up, Chuck.
Yep.
All right.
You're going to go make
good
out.
Good luck.
Whoa. Weed, attaboy.
Chucky. Attaboy.
Chucky.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Nice. That problem we had?
Yep.
Fix it in 5 seconds.
Five seconds.
He's unbelievable.
You guys unreal.
He is.
Yeah.
He's unreal.
We're sitting in the studio, no lights, no speakers, nothing. He comes in 5 minutes, everything's perfect. What happened?
It was 5 seconds. Yeah.
5 seconds. He's fixing everything.
No.
Reese.
It is a little...
Take some lessons.
It's a classic.
It is a little...
annoying.
See you, boys.
Yeah, but...
Because he makes it look so easy.
Yeah, and it is easy if you just know what's going on. And he does.
He's got like his Batman watch that, you know, if we're...
Oh, he's nerd central. He's got like nine pens.
First of all, he sabotages the thing from home.
Exactly.
I guarantee.
Absolutely.
I guarantee he's sabotaging it from home.
So I promise.
I think the boys are coming in a little too clear.
Well,
there we go.
Here's something that I know he could do.
And then he becomes a hero.
Yeah, sure. He comes in every 2 seconds.
He could easily do that with us. I'm going to say he could also do that with every radio station in the country if he decided to.
Shut them down.
I voted for do it this week. WCSN gone.
We got a couple good listeners out there. Dave Kalp, Greg McClure.
Yep.
Listen,
they just
sent a text that boys never sounded better.
Huge, huge Dave Kalp fan.
Yeah.
I mean, he's all famous.
Not a big Kalpy fan.
No?
No. Kind of stupid.
Really?
McClure's
really?
Rock. 5-0. Springer Dinger.
Uh-oh.
Ryan Steinbrenner.
They're going to be jumping up and down.
RJ DJ
is one of our favorites.
He's one of our favorites.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's always
going to be bouncing at Chavez Ravine. Hey, I saw it. I've been to a game. I went to Yankees Dodgers.
Who hit the first home run? Chavez Ravine.
I did.
No.
Steve Garvey.
No.
Johnny Bell.
No.
Sean Casey hit about every one of them.
Hall of Famer?
No.
Don Drysdale?
No.
Well, how many years ago? 40?
1960.
Oh, 50, 60, 55, 60? Yeah. That was Chavez Ravine, the first
place they
played. Baby Lopes.
Give me a hint.
Well, it had to have been one of the former Brooklyn Dodgers.
That'd be wrong.
Too
it'd
easy.
Be a Cincinnati Red.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. So, Wally
and
Post.
When?
Wally Post is correct.
What?
Really?
The first home run at Chavez Ravine, Mr. Waldo Post.
Wally cracked one.
You like that? Stat?
Yeah.
It's impressive. That's good stat.
Of the day.
Stat of the day.
Stat of the day.
You upped it.
You got any good stats with Reese? No. Because
Brandon Morrow's in the game.
Who?
Brandon Morrow.
Who? Brandon Morrow.
I thought it was Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. They gave up. Bruno Mars. Okay. Start singing.
I got your good day. Oh, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Up, down, funk.
You guys are stupid. Josh Gordon is back. Browns are going to Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Hey, it's the greatest line today. Kenny Mayne this morning on SportsCenter says, well, it's the Browns bye week, and they've lost twice this week already.
That was a classic. Yeah. Today. Yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo
to the 49ers after the Browns tried to give him like 19 first round picks for him.
Yeah, he gave him for a second.
For a second round pick.
AJ McCarron trade.
Oh, yeah. And
that's a classic.
And it got golf.
Don't. That's bull crap.
What? Bill Polian's laughing his ass off.
He says, wasn't what happened.
And he's an old guy. He doesn't get too excited. And they start talking about it, and he's like, he starts laughing. I'm thinking,
What happened?
Okay, so the real story is that the Bengals sent the paperwork. The Browns sent the paperwork to the Bengals.
Okay.
All right. Everything was done. That somehow, it wasn't like the Browns were celebrating the trade and forgot to call it in. Now, it's not
he
what
happened. He says, Polian says, both. They have to send it to the office.
Yep.
He says both teams send it to the office. They look at it and say, make sure they're identical. If they're identical, the trade's in.
What were they saying today? What were they getting for him?
Second and a third.
Second and a third.
Yeah.
I'd have taken that in a second.
Well, we'll take anything.
Actually, though, you should have got more because his wife is smoking hot.
Who McCarron's is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's
oh,
the one.
Yeah, that's when Brent Musburger.
Brent Musburger. Look at that beautiful one.
I don't know about this game, but what a looker she is.
Brent Musburger.
You know, something's coming out. You are looking live.
We're looking live.
AJ McCarron's future wife.
McCarron's future wife.
They come out with all these celebrities that were Brent Musburger. Just his day's coming up.
Yeah.
Brent Musburger.
He is hiding in the closet right now saying, please don't come get me.
He is a major pervert.
So he's in the closet? I didn't know that.
There's 100 of them.
Dustin Hoffman today, 1985. He drove some chick. Jeez, I hope they don't go back to me. 81, 82, 83.
There's a lot of groping going on in the 80s.
What year were you in the 7th grade? What 3 years were you in the 7th grade? At a junior high dance. I mean, hey, if you're the Kaiser kid in the Brown, and they're trying to trade for every quarterback.
Oh, yeah. How good are you feeling right now?
I feel pretty good about that. Huh? They gave you 8 games.
You're them 3 on the Browns. Oh, we're done.
Okay, so somebody said that. Somebody said, well, what about Kaiser? Well, let me tell you something about Kaiser.
What about him?
Competition is good. Kessler and Hogan suck.
They're bad.
So get somebody in there.
You're a first-round pick, and we're done with you in eight
we're
games?
We're not done. Who said we're done?
You just tried to trade a second and a third.
What's that mean?
Kaiser's a third round.
Oh. No, I'm saying, no, he was a first-round pick.
No, he was late. Third rounder.
He's third rounder.
Yeah.
Our first rounders was the Michigan kid.
Miles Garrett. Jabril Peppers.
Well, the tight end.
I just say that.
Okawuna.
We had three.
Okayona.
If they were giving him 8 weeks, that's more than they've given any other quarterback they've had in the last since they.
You shut your gap for sure.
They
restarted the
season. How many quarterbacks since Brian Sipe? Since Bernie Kosar.
Sipe was 1970.
Boy, he was really good, too.
Sipe. Until he threw that pass to Lester Hayes. Killed me. Broke my heart.
That was a hell of a play.
Oh, that was a great play.
Great play, Lester. Great
Don Cocker off. Oh, just waiting to kick the
Brian Sipe or Kenny Anderson?
Oh, Kenny Anderson.
Really?
Yeah. He won a Super Bowl. No.
He didn't win, but he got him, man.
Yeah. But really, Sipe,
Cardiac Kids was fun to watch.
But Sipe at Cleveland at Municipal Stadium in the snow, and Sipe was good.
He was good.
Bernie Kosar or Boomer Esiason?
I'm a Bernie guy. Bernie was good. Bernie could throw the greatest deep ball ever. He would put that thing
Those are the two quarterbacks of
the Boomer was good, too. Boomer had the greatest fake.
Oh, he rode those fakes out.
He was the best at it. Everybody would jump on it.
Boomer threw a lot better ball.
Yeah.
He threw a rocket.
But Bernie always got it done somehow. He'd be out there. He couldn't run. He'd be wobbling around, hammered. He'd flopping a duck out there. Yeah. Touchdown.
Yep.
Webster Slaughter. God love him.
Reggie Langhorn.
Brian Brennan.
That's all we got to live by is our past.
It's the last time we won a game.
Think about that.
Yeah, but I mean, I lived through the 90s as a Bengals fan, so come on.
Browns are awful.
Awful.
No, there's nobody been anything more awful than us.
What,
yeah, there's nobody ever had a quarterback issue like us.
There's another question. The Bengals of the 90 or the Browns of now?
Oh, the Browns of now are the worst.
Browns
ever.
Of now is the worst I've ever seen.
Oh my God, we've 1-23.
The Bengals moved up every year.
1-23, and they love him. He's fine.
If he hadn't left the Bengals, he'd be the head coach of the Bengals right now. Because I think they'd have canned Marvin. Because he was a great offensive coordinator.
Wait a minute. First of all, we had Bill Belichick, and we ruined him.
Oh, no. That's what I'm saying.
We got rid of him in 2 years.
I couldn't win a game.
He's terrible. Get out of here. Okay, now he's the best coach of all time. I think he just laughs at everything. I'm sure he
didn't. Who's the Chiefs coach?
Marty
Schott. The big fat guy.
Andy Reid?
Oh, no. The big boy.
Who was the big boy?
Yeah. What, is it Ray?
Romeo Crennel.
Romeo. Yeah, right.
He's our defensive coordinator, right?
Yeah. He was a terrible. Everyone deal spit my granny eye. We are officially one-eyed man and fee.
Greatest Browns coach of all time.
I guess I'm going to tell Chuck he needs to switch mics.
Marty Sam Ratigliano.
I met Sam.
Sam Ratigliano.
I did.
You don't have to say stuff like that.
I'm named
him.
Sam Ratigliano.
That's a lie.
I met Marty Schott.
You didn't meet Sammy Davis Jr.
No, I didn't meet Sammy Davis Jr. I met Ray Charles.
Thank you
very much.
He's blind.
Yes, he is.
So you just seen a blind guy, and you said, that's Ray Charles.
Dropped a fitting.
If you see a black guy blind, you say, that's Ray Charles.
No, Stevie Wonder. It
could be Stevie Wonder.
Stevie.
Ray dropped a fitting on me.
Can't we get Stevie Wonder a peek?
Get him a peek.
What?
With all the technology, can't we get Stevie Wonder a peek? Just one. Can't you put something in there to let him see something?
Oh. I had no idea what you were talking about.
I knew exactly what you were saying, but I'm thinking no.
Okay, yeah. I say yeah, let's do it.
I'm thinking no.
Should be able to.
You guys are so dumb. Yeah. No, I'm serious, really. Let's take one last break. We'll come back and we're going to wrap the show up. Down. Are you guys, what are you doing with your mustache? What's your game plan with that thing?
Cheesy. It's cheesy.
Huh? What is it? You got a girlfriend?
Nope.
What's the problem? You need help?
His mustache.
Nope.
Let's take, who's the hot girls in high school right now we could set you up with? You got anybody?
Nope.
Reese, we got to work on. We got to get you any game.
We'll get you some game.
Yeah. Give me a game.
Hey, his hero is Jackson Hobbs. So let me answer that question for you.
So he's a zero
no game.
Game.
Yeah, I zero watched Jackson. Game. Jackson got no game.
Zero game. Zero.
He had Kendra Seaving eating out of the palm of his hand.
Yeah,
dropped her.
Zero dropped game. The ball.
Zero. Yeah, he couldn't do it. Of course, he was seventh grader.
Good point.
Still, you got to work on that.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Bubba and Fee.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut, grilled, or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Klingchen & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchenandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchen & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Yeah.
Election Day All You Can Eat Spaghetti Supper is coming up on Tuesday, November 7th, 2017 at the Trinity Lutheran Church on corner of Wayne Street and State Route 49 in Fort Covey, Ohio. Serving from 4 to 7 p.m., $6 for adults, $5 for 10 and under. Meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, drink, dine-in, or carry-out. Tickets available at Fort Finis or from any church member. Walk-ins welcome. All proceeds to Friends in Need Fund. Tuesday, November 7th, 2017. Be there.
It's that time of the year again in Fort Recovery. On Sunday, November 12th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., you're invited to the Fort Recovery Merchants Association Christmas Open House. It's going to be savings galore in all the stores, and the merchants are giving away a $1,000 drawing for a shopping spree in all their stores. Remember, that's Sunday, November 12th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Sports Talk. Mr. Harold Fee, how you doing, Fee?
Good, Bobby, good.
Jeff Hobbs sitting in tonight, voice of the Indians on the radio.
Yes, sir. Girl, sit you hallelujah. Got a little breezy going. Don't give it to you. Bruno. Don't believe it, just watch. We got a lot of Facebook live jiving going on right now. We got
I'm a chair dancer.
We got 25 minutes to get some listeners back.
Well, Calby says
the word on the street is you start talking.
Greg
about
McClurk texted in. He said, "Boys, I'm still listening only because I'm too tired to turn my phone off."
but he had plenty of energy to text.
I mean, the show was rolling until we started talking about the Browns and the Bengals.
Yeah,
Charlie, you until that.
Charlie Roy still listening, so he ain't making out yet.
Chuck Wheat. And his
fiance.
Perry Hall, who
has nothing else to do. The guy's.
Well, is he in California now?
He was back.
I believe he's back.
He had two weddings. He had Ethan's wedding and another wedding last Saturday and heading on the bird.
Yeah, I seen his Snapchats of the wedding last week. It looked a little weird.
Yeah, different.
Weird.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I didn't see any pictures.
So. I didn't. If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? That was beautiful,
birdie.
Wasn't it?
That was pretty good.
That was birdie.
We got skills.
Yeah, who sings that?
Brad.
That is correct.
That is wonderful. David Gates.
David Gates.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go. Sing along. We had a couple great sing alongs last week.
Dave, what year, Neil? 1974.
Yeah, it's probably pretty close. The book's over there, so I can't.
Yeah.
That's very close.
Huh? Yep. There's a lot of love made to this song.
Love it.
Did you and Carol Hobbs do a lot of love making the bread? What was your go-to song?
Betting Against It.
Betting Against It was the name of your song? How'd that go?
No, I can't even tell you what my go-to song was.
Air Supply.
That I got this. Don Kemper says, I'm still listening, just don't know why. We got a lot of great people out there listening.
Yeah,
we know Troy Holman's listening.
Yeah, he's listening.
Troy. Yeah, he's listening.
Troy's the best.
Rock star.
He's going to call Ian Beats because you.
Troy's
he's
awesome.
Please do call us, Troy.
Another thing we haven't talked about yet,
wouldn't
boys.
Be bad to raise the level of.
This is a great time of the year with the World Series and the football. The BCS come out and a little surprised the Buckeyes are 6, but I don't think.
Don't matter. It's fine. You're getting one SEC team, so I mean Georgia's going to drop, or they can beat Alabama. Alabama drops.
Georgia's number one now. Mm-hmm, explain, please.
Boy, I don't know. I mean, they got one good win.
Beat Notre Dame.
Notre Dame's in the 3-0.
Notre Dame that good?
They're playing really well right now, which is shocking.
Now I didn't know this, okay, but they say their line is dominating right now.
Really?
I haven't watched a Notre Dame game all year.
I have not.
I like to watch it.
I actually watched a little bit of the Georgia.
Yeah, but they've been hard to watch the last 3 or 4 years.
Because
they're terrible all of a sudden.
But if Notre Dame's irrelevant, that's a good thing.
One thing about them is they do have a tough schedule.
Yeah, I like Brian Kelly.
Yeah. I thought he was history. Yeah. After last year, I thought, uh-oh.
Boys, some sad news to report tonight. Justin Arns goes down with the same leg injury.
No. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Seriously. I read it on Twitter today. Izzo comes out and says, we're just heartbroken.
Kyle.
This kid worked his...
Kyle.
Yeah, what I say?
Oh, Justin. You said Justin.
Oh, yeah, Kyle Arns. Kyle Arns goes down with the same leg injury he had last year in practice. And Michigan State opened up number 2 in the nation.
Yeah,
dude.
I've seen that.
Is he redshirt now, probably?
I don't know.
Get a medical redshirt. He can get a medical redshirt.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if he's guys, good enough.
Yeah, I mean, do you think... I mean, he's going there to get his degree. You think he's just going to say... Boys, I'm going to get my degree and get the hell out of
here. How much
here.
You love it. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Right. I mean, you know, going to school for free, he's going to continue to go to school for free either way.
Sure, so, sure.
I
mean,
but the question is how much do you love
it? How much do you want to put into it?
You know, and...
But the neat thing about him is that team, you got a shot going to Final Four about every year.
Yeah, Izzo's amazing.
Izzo's good.
He gets the,
gets the most out of
Alabama. Absolutely, he does.
He absolutely does. But, yeah, I'd hate to hear that. Arns was
I do, too.
You know, you root for kids like that.
Absolutely.
Jesus.
Yep.
Absolutely. Just like Mike Sell, you know?
Yep.
We're going to get Mike Sell to call in. We're
going
to hire him.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, he's going to call in.
That's awesome.
One guy who is going to call in, and I talked to him this week, is Coach Michael Bayshore, the Fort Cary Indians. And,
yep.
And Patch, I see, was on our K94 tonight, sports talk with Michael Hearn. And
he's about ready.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, he's talking girls basketball. And
They're in week two, right?
I mean, our first scrimmage is next Saturday.
Yeah, I got a chance to talk to Coach Bayshore this week. And yeah. He's excited about, he wants football to win as long as they can win.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I told him, I said, that just makes you better. The longer they play, that makes you
better.
The kids come in there fired up and ready to go. And, you're going to like him. You're going to like the way they play. They're going to get up and down. They're going
to be fun to watch.
Yeah, they're going to play hard, play fast. They're going to shoot threes. He's got some pieces.
There's
some very good pieces.
And you know what? We're not going to win the MAC. But we'll get better by the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. We'll be one of them teams
we'll
you don't want to
watch. We're going to have some young kids that are...
Yep. And the one thing he knows is the Fortside Fieldhouse, it's the best place to play. In the MAC, maybe in the state. You know, you get that place filled up. Student section is unbelievable.
It's fun. Max Clinchin again. Max.
Max fired right, up.
What's
Max
he got?
What do you got, Max?
Max says Buckeyes started at 16.
16?
When the first college rankings came out in 2014, the year they won the title.
Wow.
So everyone making a big deal, it's not. Ohio State will be in the top four in the end.
Bad boy, Max. I'm with you, brother.
Yeah. He's a complete homer, though. You know that.
He is a homer. Max is a homer. Max has got some brain problems.
But that doesn't mean he's wrong. Huh? I'm pretty sure he's right.
How do you not like that guy, though?
Oh, he's awesome.
He's a season ticket holder. Max goes to every game.
Oh, well.
Huh? He goes to every game.
He is there all the time.
You know what would be cool is if the...
Well, he's on the team. Max is on the team.
Well, what I'm saying would be cool if Mrs. Klingshire and Max gave the old tickets to sports talk.
One time.
Bingo. You ain't going to be on my
Oh, you're talking about Ohio State.
Okay. We'd love to go down, or else just invite us with them. We'll tailgate.
You guys got a van or a bus that you can...
let's keep that quiet.
Kim Fielder right now is rolling over in her
My wife still hates us. All we have to worry about, she's never listened to us.
Well, she hates us. She hates Fort Cover Radio.
I'd be all about you guys getting a bus. I'd buy in.
Yes. You would be one happy guy.
Greg McClurg says he's waiting for Rockin' with Rocker.
Rockin' with Rocker.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night.
You're going to be waiting a while, Greg.
A lot of people are listening, but not
a lot of funny
fans.
Guys. Got a lot of comedians listening.
One of a kind.
Is Carol Hobbs listening?
I'm betting against it.
Yeah, I'm betting Jody Stalger ain't listening.
But I tell you what, she is a dot. She listens every game.
Does she really?
Yes, she does.
She loves her man.
You know about that, but she likes Fort Recovery Indians.
Is her birthday coming up, or just one?
No, just had my birthday.
I know you did, but what about, I'd seen a picture
anniversary.
Of her mom.
She is a junior.
Anniversary.
24 years.
Really?
Digger Don, one of our guests. His
you
big
see
anniversary
picture?
This week.
Yeah. Digger was
looking good.
I know.
No.
Not too good.
No. Amy looking good.
Amy. You might have been in that wedding there, Harold.
I might have been for a little bit.
Armpit.
I made it all by 9.
Who's your best man at your wedding?
I think that might have been Digger. Digger,
that's
you.
Nice.
I can't remember.
No, it was Digger.
I saw some pictures of him. He used to look like an armpit with eyes.
How could I not be the best man at Harold's wedding?
Because of Digger.
That's bullcrap.
No, it's ridiculous.
It ain't
right.
No, it's ridiculous.
Hell yeah.
I think you're out of will.
I'm done.
Am I done?
He's out. No, he's out.
He is
out.
Of your will. Oh, yeah. His dog's in. He got the greatest dog ever.
I got a good dog.
My goddamn dog's awesome. We're going to get out of here. We're going to come watch World Series.
Watch the end of this, baby.
Boys,
Friday night.
Pack that place. And go get your tickets, too. Yeah, get a little money for the old school. What the hell?
Talk a little bit about your pregame. What do you guys come on here and all your... Give us all the details.
7:15.
Oh, hey, that reminds me. We are going to play the Ohio High School OHSAA official preview show.
Spit it out.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the exact name of it, but the OHSAA playoff preview show. It's an hour long. We'll have it on at 6:15.
So for your drive over, turn on Fort Cover Radio.
Yeah. And if you can't make it at all or whatever, and so it's really good. They go through every They mention every team, every game, talk to a whole bunch of different people, and it's an hour-long deal.
So, 7:15 pregame show, Wayne Street Market pregame show.
Love it.
Going to have Brenton Ekamp.
Wayne Street Market sounds familiar.
Yes, it does. Yeah. And I am going to try to have Tim Goodwin, a little Tim Goodwin interview,
that'd
too.
Be great. So,
Timmy.
Yep. So
great guy. He is a great guy.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Fair to Midland.
I just want to, before we end up here, Fee, and somebody who's very dear to our hearts, all of us, Kathy Gailhouse, you know, first of all, Wayne got accepted to the Navy.
Yep, solid. Proud of him. That's awesome.
Oh, man, I'm so proud of that guy and that family. And Kathy's fighting her butt off, and all of our prayers and
need
all
a lot of
thoughts.
Prayers for
Fort Recovery Radio is with Kathy Gailhouse in her fight against the Big C, and she'll beat it just like she did the first time. And
absolutely.
God love Kathy Gailhouse.
And she carried that family for so long on her back. I mean, about time maybe the big fella do something.
Yeah, you big Dan, step up to plate.
Yeah, buddy. Help him out a little bit.
That's right. I want to thank everybody for listening. Yes. Fee, you're awesome. Coach, thanks for coming in. Mr. Hobbs.
Always a pleasure.
Mr. Hobbs was awesome.
Reese did a hell of a job tonight.
Atta boy, Reese.
Fair to me.
Only shut us off once.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, guys.
Shut us off once.
Chuckweed showed up.
Too bad.
Chuckweed
was the man.
He only shut off your ears, and I did that.
Yeah, Chuckweed shut it off from out on the porch.
Right now, Chuck's got a joystick out.
You boys are about to.
It's about time to shut the old sports talk down.
We'll be back next Wednesday.
You betcha.
Celebrating a victory.
122, hopefully.
That's right.
There you go.
You are listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be right back.